This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk. We're on location at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. My guest is retired naval aviator Captain Dan Pedersen, author of Top Gun, An American Story. He was the boss of the group that formed the Navy Fighter Weapons School, a.k.a. the Top Gun program, in California 50 years ago. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much.
At that time, the U.S. had been in Vietnam for 5 years. What was the state of naval aviation when you started the program?
Naval aviation had its fleet of aircraft carriers, a lot of experience. But unfortunately, you can never predict who you're going to fight with, particularly nation to nation. And in this case, they built some beautiful airplanes, like I flew the F-4. It was expensive, well-intended airplane, but it didn't serve the mission well, as reality brought the mission on. We ended up having a kill ratio of 2-1 during that 5 years. That's about the average for the ongoing effort out there. But historically, American forces in Korea in the Second World War had averaged at least 12-1, so we were pretty dissatisfied.
How did your program get started?
Well, I'd been out twice in combat, and I'm a pretty opinionated guy. And I came home, and my family was talking to me about going with the airlines, and I'm not cut out to be an airline pilot when you hear the rest of the story. So I decided to stay in, but even Washington in those days knew that we had to do something. A very bright, great man named Frank Ault, captain of the USS Coral Sea, wrote an unsolicited 400-page report on what was going on out there, and he sent it back to Washington. Truly rocked the boat. Two of the recommendations came from Frank Ault. And that was, we got to get well in a hurry. You better have a graduate level rethinking of the tactics you're using. And in order to do that, there's got to be a school founded in very short order. And we've got to redo and rethink the weapons employment on the F-4, because we'd spent an awful lot of money on missiles that never worked. It just kind of went on until we got the tasking to go ahead. Anyhow, Ault wrote a report, and one of his recommendations immediately at Miramar in San Diego. I happened to be there teaching ahead of the tactics phase of training for the F-4. So it came to me via the chain of command, and somebody up on top said, let's build a graduate school. We ought to be able to do it in 60 to 90 days. And we're really going to help you, but we don't have, the war's been going on. Miramar was going full boat in that time frame, just training, level pilot training. It was overdone, but anyhow, they called me in and said, hey, you got a lot of opinions and you guys think you're so hot. Why don't you do it? And I said, I will. So I ended up taking on this challenge in 90 days. And it was well worth it. And I'll tell you about it as we get into this.
How experienced were the pilots?
Oh, they were all. I had 15 or 18 in my book called Top Gun, An American Story. There are 16 pictures in there, all the guys that were with me in the original eight. I handpicked eight guys of the 15 that worked for me. And they were all uniquely, they had technical specialties. Besides being great aviators, all of them had two combat cruises, so they were experienced there. And big egos, but manageable. And so I picked the eight guys, nine guys, and And then we started working on the things that we didn't have, and like the building and the administrative, you know. And it's really interesting, Diana, to think about a graduate school. What you really have to do is you got to realize how good the training was, but it was done in the wrong direction. So we had to change all the tactics on the airplane. And it had to be, the students were going to be handpicked from fleet squadrons. And these guys were good to begin with. They're the best we could find as students. So, you know, what I needed to do was put together a teacher's college for teachers. In other words, graduate level. And the instructors, although all the naval aviators are generally pretty good instructors, teachers. We'd all been teaching one way or another, but not at the graduate level.
I heard you say, in reference to the school, you don't have to be old to be good.
Well, you know, to do that during a wartime, what you find out if you become a historian and do much reading on the subject is, it's always the young guys that fight the wars. The politicians and the professional administrators, like in, here in Washington, they don't get near it. It's the young guys that do it. And that's one of the things I learned out of this whole experience of many years, is that the young people bring some special things to it. In fact, the school was so successful when we got rolling, that they made it a very junior command within the Navy. It was the youngest squadron commander in the entire Navy. That was a great prize. Now, in the entrance to my book, in the foreword, and the foreword was written by a young fellow we called the Condor. He was 22 years old, probably one of the world's best pilots. 22, and it took us about 4 years to figure out what we had done when the success started coming on us. 4 years to define the standards and the dogma that we used to select the COs and plan for the future and the standards for all the instructors. In other words, it took us a long time to put in writing. And Condor wrote that in the foreword of the book, and it works. So it's transferable from a military application to a civilian. Reason is we 50th anniversary.
Yes.
That's why the book was written, and it's lasted that long.
You've made 105 carrier landings while flying 39 types of aircraft. You've commanded aircraft carriers among many jobs in the Navy. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, flying is by far my favorite. I think that might be a typo on there. I have 1,014 carrier landings, 500 of them at night. But the night carrier landings are the one thing naval aviators do. They're far different than just being a pilot. We're very proud of that, and the guys that make a profession of it get very good at it. 1,014 carrier landings. I got about 7,000 hours flight time. About 3/4 of that are an hour at a time. So it's a lot of time flying.
A lot of time.
But fun. That's why I love it.
Thank you. My guest is Dan Pedersen, author of Top Gun, An American Story, published by Hatchet Books. This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk.
Thank you very much, Diana, for the interview. The book was a wonderful experience. It's been widely received. And I'd leave you with one more philosophical thought. America should never send its best and brightest young people, male or female, to war run by politicians. We learned that in Vietnam. Don't ever send to war unless you intend to win.